Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA region number 9, excuse me, FEMA region number 6. And just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, and please continue to support this network. You can easily do that, but before we do that, you can easily do that by going to the website for this network, BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Network, and BTR Community, which is the social media outlet. But you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and hit the donation prompt that's there. Give some of your financial energy so that this network can stay vibrant and continue to grow, bring you more programming, and to expand further into the future and to have a much more so that it can be more deeply penetrated within our overall community, our overall society, and our individual lives. So without your financial support, because this is truly a grassroots radio station, and all of the programming is grassroots. It's not getting any form of sponsorship from the corporate media or from corporate sponsors in general at all. So it needs your overall, we need your overall support in order to stay vibrant and to stay relevant and to stay before you all. And you could do that, once again, by making a donation at the website for the actual radio station, Black Talk Radio Network. Or you can support the network and the shows and the programs that come to you every day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes on the weekends. You can be a part of a social media outlet known as BTR Community. You can find it at www.btrcommunity. And you can become a member for only $24 a year. That's $24 for a one-year subscription or one-year membership into this platform so that you can actually engage in all of your social media activities. It's the only place that I post myself because it is a more of a holistic and organic social media platform that your identity will not be used to data mine. It will your identity won't be used as data mining by this network purposely, and it will not sell your identity to anyone for any reason at all. Okay, and also you can support. I mean, you can actually bring attention to yourself, your business, or other businesses or other events or news events that you think that should have more public awareness or public scrutiny, or it should be known as to what's going on. You could do that and engage in all of your social media activities right there at BTR Community in a more holistic, authentic way. You don't have to worry about those types of things. So please, a $24 a year subscription is what is available right now. Then you get a 30-day free trial membership to just so you can learn to navigate the overall website. It's a great site, very easy to use. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I'm not, you know, someone that spends a lot of time in social media at all. But BTR Community is the only place that I post myself, and is the only place I will be posting. So come on over to BTR Community. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, very, very, very important, especially for today's show, what we're going to be looking at, critical stuff. You need to go to prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory. Then email info@prosperitymint.com and let them know that you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Someone will get with you and explain to you the overall proper way in acquiring the precious metals, because there is a proper way. Make sure you do that, okay? It will not be used for anything else other than that. All right, so with that being said, we're going to get into today's show. Just want to say big ups to my man Jenna for posting, Roz for posting inside of the Tando Radio Show thread. And TK, thank you. I didn't get to post some of the stuff that you had sent, but I will definitely post some of those things. And sometimes it just takes me some time because of the internet and just a couple of other things and that goes on through the day. So especially with days like this, I really want to get into the show because it's very, very important. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. First article I posted from Sovereign Man. Surprise! Taxpayers have been footing the bills for sexual misconduct in Congress. Check out that article. Next article, I want to hurry up and run through this. Next article was from Cerebrally Naive Network, and it says Maxine Waters threatened. Let me just pull this up real quick. Maxine Waters says she was threatened. Well, hold on. Hopefully this comes up. All right, here it goes. Maxine Waters says she faces increased threats, canceling attending two events. And my overall commentary on that is, yes, telling you folks, they're targeting. The system is definitely going to start a new phase of attacks. And our communities are once again going to be targeted heavily. And so this is actually going to be things that are going to start to grow. I don't want to give any thoughts or any energy to it, but I am very, very – we can see where this is going to – wouldn't be surprised how – this type of thing starts to expand itself, and I definitely think it will. And we have to be extremely prudent and aware of that, because it is definitely that momentum, that will to totally destabilize is afoot. It is definitely here, and it is going to be making itself known in diverse ways. And so you individually, with your family and as our community at large, should be very, very well aware of it so that we can meaningfully protect ourselves from it. And I do anticipate things. I really do see an explosion coming relatively soon, and wouldn't be surprised if some events happen during this summer. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say all of them because I haven't checked all of what the media calls mass shootings or the shooting instances that have been actually shown on the mainstream media. I've looked at a lot of them, don't think that they're authentic one way or another, so it gave me a general impression that all of them are completely flawed. I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to see other events that you will be able to see the footprint of coercion and the footprint of clandestine operations happening. And I think that is definitely going to, we are in that phase now. So definitely we could see that happening. Next article got from Sputnik News. Turks warns immense pressure from Trump may lead to NATO collapse. Very, very important. Tuska warns. Very, very important article, and definitely this is one of the things I was talking about. I said definitely I could see NATO breaking up. NATO's already broke up already. It's already done. It just hasn't been announced, and there's going to be events that will make that more apparent, and it will substantiate and validate the overall breakup of that. And there are other alliances that have come to full fruition, like the BRIC nations, the ASEAN nations. The one that is going to be, in my opinion, directly replacing NATO is BRICS. So check that article out. Next article from Walking Times: Why Sound Heals. Check out that article. Next article from the Millennium Report, and I said this is an old article. This old article is important for today's show. Extremely. New U.S. currency already in our money supply. And that was the article. We're going to take a look at that and some other things. Critical, critical, critical. Next article from Sputnik News. Canada unveils new 10% to 25% tariffs on U.S. goods in response to U.S. measures. Check out that article. Next article, Rise, posted from CNBC News. Criminals, nothing but criminals news. Canada makes retaliatory tariffs official. We will not back down. Check out that article. Rise also posted another article. An American church with 1.5 million members just voted unanimously to support BDS. Check out that article. There was another article Rise posted from DW.com in a Bali earthquake forces the closure. Couldn't see it, but check that out. Next article Rise posted from Investors Business Daily. Toyota, Trump's tariffs on autos will undermine national security. This is what is all intended to do. National security, this is actually going to be the word of choice to move into a more direct confrontational military and direct confrontational challenges to China, Russia, and Germany, and they will have, once again, those states will retaliate by force as well. This is all the setup. It goes currency wars, trade wars, shooting wars. It is definitely following that overall suit, and that's why that national security is there. Next article, Rise posted. Another article from, from the anti-media. Amazon employees revolt against company for collaborating with ICE and police. Check out that article. Next one, Jenna posted from courts. U.S. Mint loses. U.S. Mint lost $69 million in making pennies last year. This is a very, very important article because this is going to be some of the pretext, and we talked about this, how they're going to actually start to clad nickel with something other than nickel. This is why what we've been talking about and on Financial Fridays and some other shows, one of the things that you could do to prepare for the economic collapse of the common person's economy, collect and keep all your change, specifically nickels, and check your quarters and dimes and make sure that they are not silver. Keep your pennies, especially the ones from pre-1981 pennies, because they have real copper, more of a percentage of copper in it. So this is, when you hear this, this is because the U.S. is already bankrupt. They're basically going to devalue your overall coin, the overall coins, and take out the melt value of them, which has the intrinsic aspect of it all. So definitely that is what is the agenda. Let me make sure. Okay, cool. All right, next one. Next article. One sec. Oh, man, lost my place. Okay. Next article, Rise, posted from the anti-media. Putin withdraws 1,140 troops and military aircraft from Syria. Check out that article. Next article, Rise, posted from the anti-media as well. Watch ICE whistleblower interview with CBS interrupted by government agent. Check out that article. Next article, Rise, posted from Organic Authority. Nearly 80% of meat sample contains antibiotic-resistant bacteria, says new report. Check out that article. Next article from anti-media as well. Netflix reportedly under investigation for streaming child pornography. Of course, that's what this how they try to indoctrinate everyone to turn a blind eye to that type of stuff. Also, from anti-media, Rise posted, Rise posted, 19 ICE agent call for abolishing ICE. Check out that article. One second.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
On Netflix, I made a video and was trying to tell people that Netflix and some other media companies are making profiting off of slavery entertainment movies. That's your Cops. Yeah. That's your Bounty Hunter shows. That's your, I started looking at it when Monique was talking about how she went up in the prisons. You know, I had a little Twitter dialogue with Monique around some stuff. And so she was trying to say, hey, I went up in the prisons. And I was like, yeah, you went up in the prisons because some white men arranged it. Your producers arranged it with the warden for you to go in there for 2 hours and entertain some slaves for a couple of hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really helping out the system. And you getting royalty checks on that. Where is your fund giving back to that jail or whatever? Oh, so you bought some Pampers for that day or whatnot for the ward in the prison for the babies. You know what I'm saying? And what have you. So,
yeah.
So I look at that the same way, man. But again, as I was telling you, Dave, the other way, and I understood what you said, or better understanding what you said about right under your noses. Otis was right about that university student giving celebrity status, and he trying to hook up with 3-year-olds, babies, and all of that kind of stuff. But I'm saying, Dave, it's just stuff happening in front of our face. Maybe we don't recognize what it is, but even when someone pointed out and say, this is profiting off of slavery, prison slavery, the new form of slavery. And they just don't get it, Dave, or they just don't care.
Yeah.
And Netflix is one of those companies. And I even wrote them and in the comment section of Monique's and other prison slavery entertainment films, I left comments pointing out exactly what it was and downvoted it. And, you know, because I guess, you know, you don't know till you know, or sometimes people had to point things out to you. So I'm sorry, man, if I droned on, but Netflix guilty of that, too.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, it's Hollywood always is. Hollywood is another form of the propaganda media. And they they always have a strong influence or a strong message of the system and what they want you to start to think and how you want to, how they want you to think. And they do that, they do that, like you said, the bounty hunter and all that other stuff. And, you know, I never even really considered that because I don't watch much TV, but you're absolutely right. They're completely doing in that. And then everything has it. They put these shows on not to entertain you, but to get you to, in so many forms and so many fashions, to compromise a little here, compromise a little here, to where you say, well, I don't see a problem with that. I don't even consider it. I don't see anything wrong anymore. And before, the overt things that you would have recognized as being absolutely wrong is that you won't even see them being as a problem or anything that needs anyone's attention to it. You ignore it. Just let it go. There's nothing with that. And so that is what that is a real tool that they use in today's world. So it's really up to us to start to deprogram ourselves as much as we possibly can. Because I know I was programmed, and there are some programs that I still adhere to that I need to break myself of. It's really deeply rooted in us all, and it's really a part of the. It's really a fundamental building block in our society, in deception, in deceit, and manipulation. Is very profitable, very, very profitable. So, yeah, check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from Natural Blaze. 1 in 12 American seniors currently face food insecurity despite claims of a better economy. Yes, so, so true. Next article, Rise posted, broccoli pills could be the next big autism treatment. Check out that article. And then Otis sent me something from Bloomberg I was trying to pull it up. Here it is. Australia consumer debt. Let me see if it will come up for me. Second. Okay, so there it is. How Australia's banks became the biggest property addicts. Great, great article, and I need to check this one out. Thanks, Otis. Good, good article. Okay, so that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and today's show is on Financial Friday. The economy is poised to introduce a new U.S. dollar. Very, very important, and we need to be well aware of that. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. So let's set up for this show, very, very important show. Please have your pen and paper, as Brother Davis always says, because this is a show that is extremely, in my opinion, extremely important, because we want to get you in a position of advantage from what is going to be happening. And I'm glad Jenna had placed that article about the $96 million loss from coining. Let me move down to it. From making pennies last year, which means that they're going to take the zinc and the little copper that they have in it out. They're going to clad it with something else. They'll clad it with something much cheaper. And what does that do, ladies and gentlemen? That is how every empire, that's what every empire that has ever fallen economically, that is the path that the system, how they always start to implode those empires. Is that you do it through the overall currency and through the money supply. Critical, critical. 1 second, let me just do this real quick, and then we'll jump into today's show. Okay. Okay, that's there. I also posted, I made a mistake. There's one article, it's not an article, but it's a site. Everyone here, if you can, you have access to the internet and you're in Tando and you have a BTR community, there is something that I posted, and it is DBS, the currency exchange rate. Pull that up. It's a portal. Pull up that portal, and it's the exchange rate out of Hong Kong, some of the exchange rate. And I also put it inside of the chat room, And I want you to please make sure you see that. Let me just check. Otis, did you see that in the chat room? It was the very first one that I posted. And I said very important information. Let's see if Brother Otis had. So check out that. Pull that up. Everyone, please, if you're in the chat room, critical, especially for today's show. All right, so let's jump into today's show. And let me pull this article up. Sorry, you all. There it is. There's an article that I posted. And it was the Millennium Report. The new U.S. currency already in our money supply. I'm pulling that up for those of you that would like to do. Please also pull that up. And we want to go over some of the things in this. And I'm going to just go over this briefly. And what this article is basically saying, you can read it for yourself. It says the new U.S. currency already in our money supply. And I would say, no, it's not. It actually isn't. In my opinion, no, it is not in our money, in the overall currency supply. Wait, let me rephrase that. It says the new U.S. currency already in our money supply. Yes, absolutely, yes. That's a true statement. But not by the way that they wrote it. I had to rethink that. I said, wait a minute, this is true. And this was from the Millennium Report of July 30th of 2016, almost 2 years ago. And it's very significant for what we're going to be talking about today, because that is true. The new U.S. currency already in our money supply. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a little hint. That's silver and gold, but that's not so much what they're talking about here. But that statement is very, very true. But here we go. And very important that I'm not going to go through this whole article. Just I'm going to pick out bits and pieces of it and just to go over and summarize some of the things. It says, for those of you that are stressing about the collapse of the U.S. dollar and the Federal Reserve note, please take faith that the initial measures have been taken to ensure a not so hard landing when the Federal Reserve note will be retired out of circulation. I'm going to read that one more time. For those of you that are stressing about the collapse of the United States dollar and the Federal Reserve, please take faith that initial measures have been taken to ensure a not-so-hard landing when the Federal Reserve note will be retired out of circulation and being replaced by notes printed and backed solely by the United States Treasury. And I would just say this. That is something that will get you extremely financially hurt if you listen to that, because it is not going to be a not-so-hard landing. It is going to be, when this does happen and is unfolding, it's not going to be even anything to land. It is going to be a mid-air complete explosion and implosion. There will be nothing to land. This is not a true statement unless you prepare for it beforehand. And most people will not be able to prepare for it, even on the smallest level. It doesn't, even if you take some of the small measures to prepare for this, it is going to magnify because of how devastating this overall implosion is going to be when the Federal Reserve note is no longer used as a medium of exchange or accepted as a medium of exchange, not outside of the country, but definitely outside of the country, because that's when the first implosion is going to be, but also when it won't be accepted locally as a medium of exchange, and it has no purchasing power. It will be just a piece of paper of the past that is not accepted anymore. So, very, very important. Let me get back to the article. Hopefully I didn't. If you've been putting your money under the mattress for the last few years, you will want to take the time to read this article so that you can replace the old fiat currency of the Federal Reserve note with new currency. And I would say, don't you do that. We believe those who did not start to take action will find the near future that their fiat currency is unredeemable. This is particularly true of the billions of dollars that are held in cash outside of the United States, most of which will not be redeemed once the transition is made. They are very true, and they're very right there. And we've talked about that. There's more cash outside of the United States, and that is going to hurt everyone here, meaning this. There's more cash outside of the United States, commonly referred to as the United States, and that's what makes the overall purchasing power of that overall currency stronger outside of the United States and here. But when the rest of the world no longer wants or no longer is going to use the Federal Reserve note and it returns the sender, all of that cash will come back here. The currency, both digitally and the overall physical supply of it, will come back here unwanted, or it won't even come back here. But the overall purchasing power of the currency still here will still take that overall hit, as just as if they sent it back on a ships, on ships. And they would need super tankers to drop all of that cash off, continuously going into the ports of the United States and just dumping the cash everywhere. And once that happens, and it can be done, it doesn't have to be done physically, it could actually be done digitally, which means it will take an effect immediately. And that is what is going to totally devastate many people abroad and here. So, let's get back to it. As our readers know, our articles can be taken literally. Can be a little lengthy, but we like to fully educate you on a topic so you can take the measures, the message, and disseminate it to your constituents in a manner that will resonate with them. Move this down, sorry. Not everyone will need to know all the details, but for those that are reading this article, you are at the top level of the underground information pyramid for the new fourth estate and will need to know the background and strategies going forward. In this article, you will learn how the 2009 $100 bill series is a hybrid of the old Federal Reserve notes and the new USTNs, Federal Treasury notes. I want you to remember that. The new USTNs, Federal Treasury notes. Let me just stop there. There is a new actual note that is in place. Many people or many individuals, the higher echelons of the financial institutions, they know about it. They've known about it for a while. They've been given time to prepare for it. The general population has not been made aware of this, and it's already in market now, but it's not being traded upon as of yet. It has not been officially announced. It's a new USTN, United States Treasury note. Now, it was celebrity figurehead Obama with the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, Jack Lew, General Dumsford, and I forgot who the other person was at the Treasury. And celebrity figurehead Obama was president, he was supposed to make the announcement about the new Treasury note. But he went on just only to talk about ISIS and didn't tell anyone about it at all. And I was aware of it and knew some of the things that was going on, and this was some of the reasons why we've been trying to get you all to see what was coming down the pipe and where the traps were going to be laid so that the bodies would be buried. And this is one of the major things that is going to, this is going to have more of a devastating effect than any nuclear device detonation that we can have. It will be even more devastating than any world war that could be fought. For everyone under the overall jurisdiction of the United States, if they were to lose that type of war, which I believe they will lose in the future. But by this, it's going to be even more devastating than that. Far more. And it's very, very important that we engage in this and take a look at this. And now we are responsible for what we know. And many of you know the biblical passage, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." But you got to read the whole thing, "because thou hast rejected knowledge." So we are always accountable for what we know, especially when we come into things of great importance that could have very meaningful effects and influences, and more importantly, impact in our lives. In my opinion, this is why this platform of Black Talk Radio Network is so critically important. So critically important. Very few people or very few platforms give the information that you'll receive at this network, because it's not, you won't see this and hear this in the mainstream. They want you to be caught off guard. So let's go to it even more. Bullet point number two, how the old $50 Federal Reserve note was replaced with a new United States USTN $50 bill. How to protect your cash. How to protect your cash stash if you still hold old Federal Reserve notes. How Benjamin Franklin created the fiat currency, and why his image will be destroyed on the $100 Federal Reserve note as a symbol of the we the people choosing to govern ourselves against, again, and eliminating the globalists from our banking and government system. If you believe that type of stuff, boy, the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. This article can definitely get you hurt. But I wanted to bring it to you to give you something that will protect you instead. Okay? Because what they're talking about, read these bullet points and then I'm going to go over. You can read this whole article yourself. Next bullet point. How the new United States, well, the USTN is backed by gold and silver standard. It's backed by the gold / silver standard. Bullet point two, how a symbol in the new USTN that explains how the U.S. wealth was wiped out in 2009 with a flood, fire flood on Wall Street. Excuse me, what I'm talking about. Let me move this down. How it was wiped out in 2009 with a flood, fire, flood on Wall Street. A floor, fire, floor. I don't know why they put that. A flood, fire, flood on Wall Street. Bullet point, next bullet point. Why you can't get a title to your real estate once you have paid off your mortgage. Next one. How we the people are instrumental in completing the process of making the big switch. Last bullet point, how our money supply will become a mixture of digital, paper, and metals in the near future as long as we the people wake up and see the writing on the $100 bill. Now, you can go through all it and read it some. Let me just say this. Everything that there are some truths to this whole thing, but I totally disagree with the new Federal Reserve notes or the old U.S. or the new Treasury notes, all of that. They're not going to save you at all. They're not going to save you. That is not going to save you. What they're talking about here in these articles, they are significant. But they have no, they're not going to have any real meaningful. This is not how you can't take currency. Currency cannot protect you. It can't. It won't. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But what I want you to do is I want you to scroll down, read the article for your own. And they talk about the gold on the currency. Really, that means nothing at all. Nothing at all. And I'm going to tell you why in a sec. But I want you to scroll down to where it says, backed by gold and silver, making the U.S. currency great again. And here it is. I want you to go down to there. And I'm going to tell you something. Yes, the U.S. currency will be the new fiat, and they kind of get the understanding that fiat, they think that fiat just means that it's not backed by anything. That's not the case. Gold is a fiat right now. Silver is a fiat right now. A debt note is a fiat right now. It's just something that's recognized as the government as part of its monetary, what it accepts in its monetary transactions. That's the only thing. That's what the word fiat means. It doesn't have anything to do with value. It has to do with what they acknowledge. Okay. So, and it says, and once you go down, read this. Then go to the second part of the paragraph. It says, to Richard Nixon and completing the serving of the dollar bill to the gold standard. Richard Nixon and completely severing of the dollar to the gold standard. You can only think that the U.S. fiat currency is safe because it has been propped up by so many times before during our lifetime. But it will fail, and the end is here. Yes. The money creation via quantitative easing only leads to inflation. Bailing out banks only puts more money into the market, which also leads to inflation. That is not true because they don't put money into the circulation. They put currency into the circulation. There's a difference between money and currency. And money is not currency. And currency definitely is not money. And we need to know the difference between the two. They actually only put currency into the marketplace. They do not put money. We have, and the article goes on, we have reached a point now where our money holds such little value that the Federal Reserve can't even give itself income interest off the money it prints. This is why Janet Yellen can't raise rates. And this was an older article. So I want you to really read this whole thing and discern it for yourself, okay? But now, it's a good read, but there's a lot of mistruths, financial mistruths there. And if you live by this, it is definitely going to harm you, okay? Now, the floor, the flood on Wall Street in New York City in 2009, and that was at the DTCC. Yes, that was true, and then it was also during Hurricane. What was that? Sandy. It got flooded again, and this is the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation. Very, very important. So check out some of that stuff. But if you live by this article, it's going to get you hurt. One, you can never have confidence in currency. You have to save in money. Transfer your currency into money. Currency is anything that man creates. Money is what the great creator makes. Because when man makes currency, they hold a patent on it, and it's going to serve their interests. When the great creator created money, it was there for the sustainability, the benevolent sustainability of all living entities. The huge dynamic. Your money. Food is a form of money. There's different degrees of money. Some are better representation, or they have all of the criterias of money. Some have some of the criterias of money. But that's how you can tell what currency is and what money is. If man made it, it's currency, and it's going to go to zero. May not be in your lifetime, but over time is going to go. But what it will definitely do, it will rob from you during your lifetime completely, and you may not even know that the bandit has swiped your pockets. It will do that. Okay, so now, here's the significance and why this is so important. I want you to read that for yourself, but I really want to get into the show. Because we got to talk about some solutions and get into it. I posted from www.hk.dbs.com. If you can go there and see the exchange rate. And it's the Hong Kong. Let me pull this up real quickly. It's the Hong Kong Exchange. Or one of the platforms that register the Hong Kong Exchange is DBS Bank Ltd. And when you look at DBS Bank's exchange platform, and it says last updated 2000 currency exchange rate, it says on there last updated 2018-06, which is June 30, which is today. Remember, this is in Hong Kong. And it says, the information is indicative only to provide solely for reference purposes. The actual exchange rate for currency exchange transactions will be determined by our bank at the time such transactions are effected. So that was a little disclaimer that's there. And when you go to this disclaimer, they have currencies that are listed there. And let me go through them. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. They got 17 currencies that are traded there, that are shown there. 17. And they have the Aussie dollar, the Canadian dollar, the Swiss franc, the onshore and offshore yuan, the euro, the Great British pound, the DKK. I can't remember what the DKK is. The Japanese yen, the New Zealand dollar, the Philippines dollar, I believe that is. And I don't know all of the trading pair. I mean, all of the currencies that's there. It has the U.S. dollar, and then beneath the U.S. dollar, the last one beneath the U.S. dollar, the last one on the page is the USN. The USN. The USD stands for the United States dollar. The USN stands for the United States note. This is out of Hong Kong. Celebrity figurehead Obama, just before the last year of his office term at the Treasury, was supposed to talk about the USN then and let you know about it. But instead he talked about ISIS. The USN, ladies and gentlemen, by this USN being there, that means that the world financial institutions that the world will have confidence in has just told everybody something that the U.S. wants to keep from everybody here, so that they'll be surprised, and that surprise is not going to be pleasant. This basically means that the U.S. dollar is no longer going to be accepted. There's a new note that's going to be accepted, the USN. And this is the same one, or a somewhat of the same one, of the one that the article was talking about as the USTN. They said it the United States Treasury note, the USTN. But this has listed on its site, the USN. And if you notice, you can't trade it in dollars. You can only trade it in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong's currency, you can't buy it with U.S. dollars, and you can't sell it in USD. It's not available. And why is this so significant, ladies and gentlemen? The world knows, as they won't tell you here, to prepare for the economic collapse of the common person's economy. The USN is telling everyone that the U.S. economy, the common person's economy, the everyday person's economy, the common man's economy in the United States has collapsed. And they're positioning and getting ready for the announcement of the USN. And what that means for you is that the window for preparing for that is closing. This is the admittance that the U.S. dollar is gone. And we know this because on Tando Radio Show, we talked about House Resolution 5404. This is House Resolution 5404 coming to full fruition, the USN. And we are running out of time. And the rest of the world knows. It's no coincidence that it's on the Hong Kong Exchange, because Hong Kong is going to be the overall financial hub, the financial trading hub of the world. And they know, as China has been telling their citizens to prepare by acquiring silver and gold, because they knew all of this was going to be in the mix. Now, I don't know if this was sanctioned by the U.S. for them to tell it. Doesn't really matter. They may be forcing. They may be the ones that force the USN into existence to be acknowledged. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason why we started Tando Radio Show. Because I didn't want you, our families, and our community to be completely run over when they switch the currency. Get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about this a little further and talk about what it is that you can do. The USN, what is it? How is it going to work? What will its function be? I will go over what I think that is going to be when we come back out of the commercial break. This is no longer a what could happen. This is the happening. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and today's show is... Let me get the today's show. The name of today's show is The Economy is Poised to Introduce a New U.S. Dollar. It already has been announced. House Resolution 5404 was the official announcement. The USN is the overall world telling their constituents, their interests, that this is going to be happening. They are been preparing for this for so long anyhow. But we haven't here. Very few of us have here. It's definitely not in significant numbers. So there is. The economy is poised to introduce a new U.S. dollar. And many people would say, as that article says, that there's going to be a soft landing, a not-so-hard landing. That is an absolute lie, because it's not even going to be a landing. It's going to be a complete implosion. The new USN is what I'm going to call it. The new USN is going to shake the overall complete empire of the U.S. to being dissolved. And it's probably one of the reasons it's probably going to be the new currency after we have the untied states of America, and then what remains from the overall federalized states and what is ever left there, that may be the currency that they use. Now, why is this happening? Because the U.S., with this USD, the United States dollar, has been created. The debt instrument has overly exceeded the assets by margins that are no longer bearable to stay solvent, which means the U.S. is bankrupt, which means every person that has savings in cash, you're bankrupt. Every person that has U.S. dollars is bankrupt if they have more of that than they do of assets. But it does mean this. Every single person, regardless of who you are, regardless of how many U.S. dollars you have, all of those are now irrelevant. And don't wait for the announcement, because you have to move on the evidence that that is going to happen. The validation is going to substantiate and validate that. Don't let that be your proof, because it'll be too late for you to move. The economic empire of the United States has been totally dissolved. Now it is just a matter of how it crumbles and where the dust lands. And different countries will, the U.S. will go into receivership, and different countries will claim, will place in claims as to how they're going to, through bankruptcy, bankruptcy of war and bankruptcy of debt, how they're going to carve up. This is why the state of Texas has just opened the first state in the overall so-called union to have its own state depository 2 weeks ago, because they know about the USN. So every person, regardless of who you are, where you were educated, where you went to school or where you didn't go to school or whatever it is that you have, how much they gave you in Federal Reserve notes in the past and how much you, it doesn't matter. All of the Federal Reserve notes are now going to go to their intrinsic value of zero. And it doesn't matter if there's the new one with the gold on it or the old ones with just the greenbacks on it. Here's why. What that article didn't tell you. You can't create a new currency until the old currency has gone to complete zero before you can do that. Because the overall debt obligations, it has to go through bankruptcy first. The U.S. has been bankrupt on many occasions. Nixon proved that when he closed the gold window. Didn't take the United States off of the gold standard. That is not true. He closed the gold window because they had far too many pieces of paper and no gold to back it. Or they did, and they didn't want to back it because then they would lose that gold. That was more the case. So what did they do? As they've always done, put the burden on the people. When they closed the gold window, that made you bankrupt. It made us bankrupt. Because they still controlled the gold. And they gave you the paper to own. So now, with the new USN, it's going to be gold back. It's going to be gold back. And when that happens, the United States may be fine, but every person here that doesn't have gold or precious metals or assets is going to be completely devastated. Because everything that you worked so hard for, you will not be able to have a medium of exchange into things that you need, because it won't be accepted. And what that rate is going to be, that conversion rate of your old greenbacks, even the one with the gold on it, because they actually created that during the overall perpetuation of all the debt. So that too is a debt instrument. And if you read even the new ones, it still has the same admonishment are disclosure. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, meaning it's a debt note. It's not reopening the gold window as a certificate where you can exchange it for gold. And this is going to harm us all. And we have to prepare for it. Because the new USN, and I think is the USN is going to the United States note, that is the one that is going to be gold-backed. And it hasn't been actually introduced, and that standard hasn't changed as of yet. See, here's the critical thing. When they do, they'll know where your currency came from because of what's written on it. Now, let me make sure that it does have the Federal Reserve note. Whoop. As soon as it says Federal Reserve note, it's over. Yep. Done deal. So the notes that they talked about in this article, they're no different than the greenback one. They just got different lettering. What they were telling you with the symbolic, the symbolism that was there was saying that, hey, we're going to be going to a gold standard soon. But this overall note is not it. So if you live by this article that we were reading, and it's why I didn't want to read the whole thing. If you live by this article, you're going to get fleeced. Going to be completely fleeced. Because it's still paper. It ain't money. That should be your overall litmus test. Who made it? Man is currency. If you have something, you say, yes, the great creator made this. It's money. Don't let them fool you out of this. Your economic life will depend on it. Especially from the greatest depression ever that is going to be seen here. And you're going to live through it. Because this is going to happen, in my opinion, within the next 3.5 years. And this is going to happen. And the thing about the digital side of this, they can announce this and change it digitally right then and there. And you don't know what they've been doing, the Treasury has been doing. They probably already have everything printed and everything ready to go. The new certificates that's backed by gold is already there. Those certificates will be redeemable into gold. They haven't been circulated yet. So this is why what this article says is going to get you in trouble. It's not. Sounds good, but it ain't the truth. It ain't the truth. I can see the new USN being backed by gold, and guess who's going to set the standard of what the overall gold exchange rate is going to be? It's not going to be the U.S. It's going to be out of Hong Kong, the Shanghai Gold Exchange, where the Shanghai Gold Exchange already said you won't be able to use U.S. dollars to engage into this system. You won't be able to buy with it, and you won't be able to sell into U.S. dollars. Why is that? Because the overall world have turned their back on the U.S. And if you look at the overall exchange rate from DBS, NA, buy, sell rate in U.S. dollars, sell, buy rate in U.S. dollars, NA, not available. Sell rate in U.S. dollars. Nope, you can't do it either.
I have a question, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Wouldn't this most impact, because I heard some people with this whole immigration dialogue that's been going on saying Americans don't go to Mexico and settle, but that's not true. I actually know a journalist who writes about political prisoners who lives in South America. Dr. Sabi lived in South America, Central America, or Mexico, wherever these countries are. There are quote-unquote American citizens who are retirees, and they pensions or their Social Security check or whatever little 401k they have goes a lot further, and they live abroad in these countries.
Yep.
And they would be most impacted by this right away, would you not, because of the exchange rate. Right, Dave? Am I correct in my thinking? Thank you.
Scotty, you're 100% right. Yes, and I know. Remember, when I went to Mexico, I have, you know, friends that are there. But the good thing about those individuals, some of those people are on, and let me tell you, there's a community of people of from different countries and from the U.S. There are different communities, and they are on board with a lot of the information, so they've already protected themselves from that. Some of them have. I can't speak for everything, but I know of in a couple of countries where there are people that, as Scotty said, that live abroad that have actually started to prepare for this, and they've been preparing for it for a while. But there's some that haven't, and everyone that hasn't, they are definitely going to be impacted greatly. Not only are they going to be impacted greatly because of that, even if you are prepared, here's the problem that is going to arise, and you have to definitely account for this, is that the country itself that you're in, you have to look at how closely tied it is to the U.S. dollar. If its economy is solely based in the U.S. dollar, when the U.S. dollar collapses, they're going to fall, and they're going to be so upset at every American that's there. They're going to look at them as you and your people were the ones that did this. That's another dynamic that they're going to have to contend with. And this is why countries are dropping the dollar quietly. And some are even announcing it boldly. If you're, it depends on what country you're from, but Scotty is absolutely correct. If you are unaware of this and you are abroad and everything that you live with on your pension and everything else is U.S. dollar based, and you kept U.S. dollars and you save in U.S. dollars, you save in a debt instrument, when this goes from the USD is completely nullified or turned off, you'd be in a world of hurt. A world of hurt. Because one of the three things that you can't happen to you in a foreign country, you can't get sick, you can't get injured, and you can't get in trouble. You would have a lot of trouble on your hands. Because most foreign countries, depending on who it is, they require stipulations on you being there. They'll have requirements. So what do you think when they get burned by the U.S., what are they going to say some of their requirements are? They create their overall policies from what best serves them and what has burned them. So, yes. And I hope those individuals that are living abroad, they have to take this into account. They must. Absolutely must. The dynamics are so relevant. And it's going to be the only thing that you care about. It's going to be the priority of your life for that overall transitional period. Some people won't make it out of that transition. You have to plan for this beforehand. So, yes, it is definitely those that are there. Now, the USN, you can basically say that the USN has now been completely announced. Two ways, HR 5404 and by the trading platform, currency trading platform, has listed it. That, to me, has more relevance than the HR bill. Even though if you read the HR bill, they tell you everything, but you got to read between the lines. This is not something that is going to benefit the people. of the U.S. This is why that statement of this article was so deceptive. The reason being is because the community, you and I, as individuals, in our families, in our community, doesn't have the anchor that the new economy is going to be based in, assets. We have consumer goods. We have debt. We have a debt note. And none of that is going to be acknowledged. It's going to be wiped off, map, irrelevance. Completely. And that's going to have a significant impact. Yeah, the U.S. government may have gold, but you don't. And do you think that by them having gold, that they are any way, in any shape or any form, going to ensure that you're okay? They haven't done that for you since. What makes you think that that's going to change now? Especially under these circumstances, under these criteria, one of the bad things about going to an asset-based economy is this, is that the wealthy have already secured most of the resources, so they don't mind going from a debt-based economy and going to an asset-based economy. Because they've already positioned themselves to control the resources. We have to position ourselves accordingly. My man CMCP says, I've noticed that insurance companies are rating older vehicles at a rate value. Let me see, move this down. Come on, move down. I've noticed that insurance companies are rating older vehicles at the rate they value the year that it came out. They're not using the Blue Book value. A 1999 Taurus is rated at $18,560. But the Blue Book is $1,000 to $2,000. I have seen an increase on all Ford cars. Not sure of this because of the tariffs. Maybe. Man, great observation. Some of the things, there are many things that are going to fluctuate and change. One of the things that's critical, I think that Ford is going to go through a major restructuring possibly soon. I've heard somewhere, I don't know, I didn't research this, that they were actually going to discontinue their F-150 series of trucks. So, as CMCP is saying, there's a lot of things that's going to change value. And guess what? The older stuff, why is the older stuff going to have real value to it? Because a lot of, like, the old currency, because a lot of the new stuff, because the debt was so high when it was created, it was cladded with worthless stuff, stuff that didn't have any durability, didn't have any, couldn't have any real meaningful life expectancy. While the older stuff was made with some durable stuff that, and it had some value in it. Like our currency. The currency, the U.S. currency, the coins used to have silver in it. That's the older currency. The new currency don't have it. The new coins don't have it. It's still better than having Federal Reserve notes. Here's the critical thing. The USD is the Federal Reserve note. The U.S. dollar is the Federal Reserve dollar. It's not the coin. But what the government is doing the same thing to the cash, and the currency is now doing it to the coins. Jenna put it in today's when they said that they lost $96 million in last year creating pennies, meaning that now with that loss that they had, they're going to take the zinc out of it and they're going to take the copper out of it and put something else and clad it with something. They'll probably clad it with some really, really hard plastic. Why? Because they can't afford to put silver in it. Now they can't afford to keep nickel in the nickels, and now they can't afford to keep zinc in it. Why? Because that has intrinsic value. and this is just a relative truth, and this is so alarming. Here's what has to happen. We made the case. The USN is the gold-backed one. This is some of the things that you need to do. Go back and listen to the first show that we talked about earlier this week or last week when we were talking about some of the things that you need to do for the economic collapse. But you need to quickly move yourself out of debt instruments and move yourself into assets. Never get rid of your coins, especially now because they're going to go through another cladding phase. They're probably going to clad nickel. Keep your nickels. Take your Federal Reserve notes, the cash, the greenbacks, even the ones with the pretty gold ones that the article talked about. Oh, this will protect you. Take those gold ones and exchange them for real assets. Don't have the currency. Have the anchor that the currency is going to be backed in. Get gold and silver. Or if you can't afford to do that, take your currency and move it into coins, nickels, quarters and dimes and pennies. Don't save in USD. There are many people that are going to get tricked by this. You do not have to be the ones that get run over by this. If you do, it's by your choice. And it's not that I'm trying to scare you about anything, as many has actually said, but watch, if they didn't hear and they didn't do, watch what happens to them after this. The system wants you to think like that. Doesn't want you to think on your own. It doesn't want you to think outside of their interests. It wants you to be like, oh, that's conspiracy theory. Oh, that's it. Well, it's up to you. It's up to us. And I just want to say for those of you that are doing things, please, once this economy changes, your overall influence is going to change so drastically. You may have protected yourself from the devouring beast of poverty, but you also have to prepare yourself from the silent killer of wealth. Because those of you that have been preparing, you have to respect the dynamic change that is going to happen and the influence that you're going to have. Don't let it consume you. Resonate in the way that you will not exploit people, because that opportunity will come to you where you can exploit people as an act of furtherance for the new wealth that you'll have. Have an asymmetrical approach to offer economic refuge. But that is something that is a choice of yours. And I know this is going to happen for many of you that have been preparing and have positioned yourself and are aware of this. Now that we are on the precipice of this, there's another and equally dangerous threat to you. And it's the influence of wealth that you'll have. And that addiction to that can be far more devastating than poverty. So have a, I would say, have a plan of how you can use your influence to actually assist and help those that want to actually help themselves and have sincere measure and sincere intentions. it's going to be a discernment that you're going to have as well. As things change, the system will remain the same. The threat will still be there. Your exposure to it may be at a different level. For those of us that are, this is new to you, there are things that you need to be doing now. And one of the things, and the best way that I could have put it, is you need to be exchanging and accumulating. Exchanging and accumulating. Exchanging your debt wage into a savings of real money. The money of food. Food is a money. Knowledge is a money. Being able to do certain things is a form of money. Because that is your bank. That means that now you have intrinsical skills. Not just gold and silver. But you definitely want to, if you can, take your Federal Reserve note. Don't make any excuses about anything, because the excuses, I'm telling you, you're only going to make that excuse for your own demise. Exchange your currency for real money. For the precious metals. But also exchange your currency for other things that have intrinsic value. Use the litmus test. If man made it, it's currency. If the great creator made it, it's money. Exchange it for money. Because once this does happen, what's going to happen? Those of you that do have money, you will be able to have influence in the economy and tell it the direction that you want it to go. And the economy will have to oblige you because you have resources. Use that influence. Just as your talents are uniquely individualized, use your influence. In the same manner as your unique talents are, build something that will memorialize your legacy. I think it's very important. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, talk about what some of the things that you can do. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We're talking about the new USN, United States note, that I believe that is going to be the note that is going to reopen the gold window. The United States has never left the gold standard, nor left the silver standard. They just made sure that the over everyday citizen that they have encompassed in slavery to the economic system, they made sure that they didn't want that in their lives. It was always there, always available, but it made you walk right past it through poor schooling, through lies and deceit, through deception and manipulation. They didn't want you to have an education. They wanted you to obey and accept. Here's an education. And I talked about this somewhat yesterday. Said, if you buy some jewelry, from a diamond tennis bracelet to a diamond ring. Okay? And you wore it for, since 1999. I'm saying 1999 because our brother, TMCP, was talking about a 1999 Taurus. You got a tennis bracelet, a diamond tennis bracelet in 1999. And you paid $5,000 for it. Well, in 2020 or 2019, next year, you try to redeem that overall, or you try to redeem it right now, that ring or that tennis bracelet. You paid $5,000 for it. Look at how much they're going to be willing to give you. It will be under $1,000. Far under. Excuse me, if you paid $10,000 for it, it'll be under $1,000 that they'll offer you for it. But if you had took and you got 1 ounce of silver in 1999, and for whatever reason you needed to exchange it right now for currency, one would have gave you took the depreciating value of it and offered you and gave you far less. But when it comes to the precious metal, they would have gave you even more than what you paid for it in 1999. The exchange of value, and that exchange of value is going to be even more when the crisis happens, because now this is what's going to happen. The market is going to be flooded with consumer goods. See, one of the things about diamonds, yes, they have value, but they're completely manipulated, and there's plenty of diamonds in the world. Completely manipulated by the manipulating organization. And it doesn't have the intrinsic value as other instruments or other investment instruments, such as gold and silver. Diamonds can't do what gold and silver can do. There are some things that gold and silver can't do that diamonds can do. But in actuality, gold and silver can actually still do what diamonds do in an indirect way. So it nullifies everything that diamonds is able to do, really, because it's more valuable, has more intrinsic value. And one thing about, there's a difference between jewelry grade and investment grade of things. You have to save in money. You have to invest in money. And what is money? What the great creator made, not what man created. Jewelry is always going to be diluted. And that overall dilution rate, you don't know. Have to be aware of that. Here's some of the things that the everyday person needs to be doing. We went over this before, but we're going to reiterate it because it's very, very important, because the window of opportunity for you to prepare is definitely closing. Hong Kong knows it. Hong Kong is announcing it. Hong Kong is in China is going to make sure it happens. And the U.S. has already conceded with H.R. 5404. Here's what's up. Like I said, take your dollar bills, your cash, take that and exchange it for coins. If you're an individual that can't purchase ounces of silver and ounces of gold, take your cash and immediately exchange it for something of value that you're going to be able to save the purchasing power of what you worked to get, to what you work expended in energy for. Okay? Get coins. Of course, get food. Sell some of your items, your consumer goods, and either exchange them for money or get them sell them for cash and then exchange that cash for money. If you're an individual that wants to acquire real money, call it prosperity, man. Because the world, China and Hong Kong, and the other countries, and other BRIC nation countries, they know where the economy is going because they are the ones that are going to perpetuate that overall move. They are preparing by having assets. It'd be who of you to do what they're doing, because at some point and at some time, there's only a finite amount of what's available. While you still can get it, you have to do it before the window closes, because immediately the precious metals will be taken off of the market for the common person to be able to acquire. From this, supply and demand. And because, remember, national security, some point in some time, they may say of national security, we have to secure our money supply. And they're going to say, oh, we're not talking about currency, we're talking about gold and silver. That's always been our money. In order for the nation, see, what they're always willing to do is that the nation has to survive, and it has to leech off of all of its enslaved citizens. Because the primary, the thing that has to happen is that the nations have to survive. And when the nations survive, the system thrives. Because that's the progressive order. The nations siphon everything from the citizenry, which it considers its slave. And then the system siphons everything from the nations. There's going to be a large run into the precious metals because of demand and a lot of other commodities, and they're not. It's going to be a Black Friday on steroids, and it's not going to be available. And if it is going to be available, it's going to be far too costly to acquire. You prepare when no one else is looking. The rest of the world is more than looking. But what happens is that you're right here. And the overall means to protect yourself is starting to quietly dry up. So move with purpose, because this surprise is going to come. Now, after you do that, what should you be doing? And we're going to go to a caller real quick. Let me go to this caller, because we're let me go to the caller first. Welcome, caller, out of California. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Brother Dave?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother David. Brother DK, how are you doing today?
What's up, bro? How you doing? Good to hear from you again. How's everything?
Everything is good. I just want to say you're on point as always, and you know, very articulate, just like everyone else, Scotty Reed, Roz, and everyone. And this reminds me of FDR, what FDR did back in the 30s, or I think it was the 30s, when he basically tried to get on the vote and whatever. So, you know, you're on point with regards to that. And also, too, with regards to the Roman Empire, one of the main things that caused the Roman Empire to fall, based on Robert Gibbons, I think his name's Gibbons, whatever, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, he basically said that the end of the Roman Empire was due to currency debasement, basically diluting their currency, taking out the precious metals, whatever, and that's what caused the Roman Empire to collapse. So everyone who's listening to the audience, you know, listen to Dave, he's on point, and he's not just saying this is not based on unsubstantiated claims. He's basing it based on factual history and certain patterns, whatever. And one last thing I just wanted to say with regards to what's happening in the media with certain attacks and whatever, you have to approach it the same way that you do critical reading. Understand the pretext, understand the subtext, and, you know, basically what they're trying to convince, who are they trying to convince, what's the audience, is there any prejudice, is there any bias? Because my gut instinct is that we're going to be seeing a lot of these things, whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if they use this as a pretext to kind of clamp down on alternative media, saying that we need to have government-sanctioned, you know, journalism, whatever, yeah. And kind of muzzle and stymie out any alternative voices that are telling the truth, like you are telling. Because it's gotten so bad where I'll try and pull up an article and still locate it and still blocked. And I can't even get, like, you know, certain American articles, certain European articles now. That's how bad it is getting, you know. So I just appreciate everything you're doing, and thank you for, you know, what you're doing and telling everyone.
ATK, this is Scotty. Yes, listen, Google this. Trump administration keeps database, Homeland Security keeps database of independent journalists. Okay, so this was announced months ago and, not, of course, not getting much mainstream attention, but they're keeping the database.
Yeah, and also, too, just to go back to what you were saying, Scotty, about Netflix, and one of the things that parents need to be very concerned about is the sexualization of children. Specifically, if you Google Netflix being investigated for child pornography, they had put in their database some type of Argentinian movie, which was basically sexualizing women, young girls, basically, and something about orgasms and things like that, really, like, disgusting things, whatever. So just be mindful of what's happening in the media and the certain things that they're doing in the public schools, and just like the Netflix and other movies as well, because they're trying to ramp it up as well.
Man, TK, as always, greatly appreciate your input, and it's so true. And I actually anticipate that they're going to try to distract people by different events. We're going to have a myriad of false flags that are going to turn into... See, the thing about false flags is that they can turn into real confrontations, and because all they need is the spark to instigate it. And this will all be done in so many different ways, so that the everyday person will not be aware of what really does matter, when we should be focusing on the USN, and that's not the only thing we should be focusing on, but when we should be focusing on different things, and we're distracted, and then that takes away our timing. And when we take away our timing, it takes away our opportunity. And then before we know it, we were looking to the right, and they came from our left flank. And it's, oh, shoot, we're caught off guard. We're caught flat-footed. And so these are the things that is critical, because this is what is going to directly impact this. Your home, your ability to have a medium of exchange that you will be able to sustain your quality of life and your standard of living that you have right now. And the rest of the world knows, and particularly the ones that are now the decision makers. The decision makers put the USN in Hong Kong market. The U.S. didn't. Wasn't it something that was invoked by them? It wasn't something that they had requested to be there. No. It was done by force. And the rest of the world is going to follow that same pattern. So, acquire real money. And one of the most important forms of money is relationships with people. It's because if you really think about it, I remember growing up, and all of you that grew up playing basketball, playing football, playing different sports with your friends, is one thing you always heard for the individuals, male or female, that had some extraordinary talents and they were really good at something. We always said, man, they're money. What's up, money? This true. You are money, because the great creator created you for sustainability of not only of yourself, but of everything around you. That you can actually be the sustaining life force. That's what money does. And that's the true definition of money. The true definition of money is a living force that is able to sustain life not only for themselves, but to radiate life outside of itself. That's what money does. And the definition of money is not a financial definition. It's a spiritual definition. It's the spirit of the law. So you are money. Take care of yourself. Take care of those around you. Develop your talents and abilities. Build your tolerance so you can withstand a resistance, and build your strength, because it's not going to be wasted. All of your strength is going to be dutifully utilized. You're going to use it all. Develop your appropriateness and reasonableness, because you don't want to waste what was given to you. You don't want to squander. We don't want to do what's not necessary, because there's plenty that we need to act on. And we don't want our energy unnecessarily wasted. This is going to be a time that is going to be an opportunity for you to recreate something out of the chaos. Once it gets chaotic, bring stability. Once the crisis starts, make sure that you invoke the appropriate measure to stabilize, to rebalance, and redirect. Make sure we always put ourselves on a trajectory past the immediate reality, but on a trajectory of who we're going to be memorialized as. What is our legacy going to be? And when we look at our legacy, then it's very easy for us to look past the pettiness of now. I was at a racing school with race cars. I was at a racing school one time. And one of the keys to racing cars, traveling on a track at over 200 miles per hour or just slightly under 200 miles per hour, while on the track, one of the things that any good race car driver is able to do is that they're able to look to where they're going, not where they are. Because where you are at the speeds that you're traveling, you've already passed it. You already passed it. The key is to get in position to align the vehicle to go to the straightest path to get to where you're going in the distance in the quickest amount of time that you can get there. We need to be race car drivers. Being able to apex through all the winding turns and straighten out the winding turns and straighten them out by our balance. Moving, using our overall force. Balancing ourselves to where we're always taking the crooked and making them straight. And with the speed and force of energy, we'll blow right through it and get to where we need to go. So, very important. I just want to say much love, much respect. And OG was actually the one in Texas, in Austin. The Formula One track I actually was on. So, listen, everyone. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Big ups to our brother TK. Salute to you, OG. Thank you for all that have participated. And definitely, Prosperity Mint, email them, info@ProsperityMint, and we'll do other shows for all the different things, because this is very, very important. Share this with your family. Make this known. Talk about this. Plan about this. Make ready. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.